American Language Course, Book 17, Tape 2C. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities Booklet to Tape 2C. Look at Figure 1. Read the questions for Announcement A. Now listen to the announcement and select the best answers to the questions. Announcement A.
Attention, Save Worth customers. At the front of the store, we're selling dinner rolls just out of the oven. Both wheat and white, $1.99 a dozen. Get some while they're hot. Repeating, at the front of the store, we're selling dinner rolls just out of the oven. Both wheat and white, $1.99 a dozen. Get some while they're hot. Thank you for shopping at Save Worth.
Now answer the questions. Circle A, B, or C. Now read the questions for Announcement B. Listen to the announcement, and then select the best answers to the questions.
Graduation exercises will be held Thursday, October 8, at 14:30 hours in Building 7548. Class A uniforms are required for graduates. The public is invited. Repeating, graduation exercises will be held Thursday, October 8, at 14:30 hours in Building 7548. Class A uniforms are required for graduates. The public is invited.
Now answer the questions. Circle A, B, or C. Now read the questions for Announcement C. Listen to the announcement and then select the best answers to the questions.
Sergeant Hall found some money 12 September in one of the labs in Sibyl Hall, Building 7445. To claim the money, go to the lab office, identify the lab number, and describe the amount of money. Repeating, Sergeant Hall found some money 12 September in one of the labs in Sibyl Hall, Building 7445. To claim the money, go to the lab office, identify the lab number, and describe the amount of money.
Now answer the questions. Circle A, B, or C. Now read the questions for Announcement D. listen to the announcement, and then select the best answers to the questions.
Basketball tryouts have begun. All military men and women assigned to Lackland can try out for the teams. For more information, call the athletic office. Repeating, basketball tryouts have begun. All military men and women assigned to Lackland can try out for the teams. For more information, call the athletic office.
Answer the questions. Circle A, B, or C. Let's take a look at your answers. Number one is B. They are selling the dinner rolls at the front of the store. Number two is C. There are two kinds of bread and rolls, wheat and white. Number three is B. They are $1.99 a dozen. Number four is B. Announcement B is about a graduation. Number five is A. It will be held Thursday, October 8th, at 14:30 hours. Number six is A. The graduation will be held in building 7548. Number seven is A. The money in announcement C was found in Sibyl Hall. Number eight is B. The owner can claim the money at the lab office. Number nine is C. The money can be claimed by identifying the lab number and describing the amount of money. Number ten is C. Basketball tryouts have begun. Number 11 is A. Military men and women assigned to Lackland can try out for the teams. Number 12 is B. You can get more information at the athletic office. Look at figure 2. Listen to a conversation and take a short message. Write who the message is for, who it is from, and what it is about. Number 1.
Colonel Jones, please.
The colonel's on the other line. May I take a message?
Yes, please. This is Sergeant Allen. I'd like to remind the Colonel that next week is National Fire Prevention Week, and that he is to start the week's activities off with a talk at the meeting in Arnold Hall. That will be at 09:30 hours next Monday.
I'll remind him for you. Thank you, Sergeant.
Listen to the conversation again.
Colonel Jones, please.
The Colonel is on the other line. May I take a message?
Yes, please. This is Sergeant Allen. I'd like to remind the Colonel that next week is National Fire Prevention Week, and that he is to start the week's activities off with a talk at the meeting in Arnold Hall. That will be at 09:30 hours next Monday.
I'll remind him for you. Thank you, Sergeant.
Now write the message for Colonel Jones. Number 2.
Mrs. Mapes, please.
She isn't here right now. Do you want to leave a message?
Yes, please. This is Joan Smith. Please tell her that the Officers' Wives Club meeting has been postponed from this Tuesday to next Tuesday at the usual time.
I'll deliver the message.
Listen to the dialogue again.
Mrs. Mapes, please.
She isn't here right now. Do you want to leave a message?
Yes, please. This is Joan Smith. Please tell her that the Officers' Wives Club meeting has been postponed from this Tuesday to next Tuesday at the usual time.
I'll deliver the message.
Now write the message for Mrs. Mapes. Number 3.
Is Sam there?
No, he isn't. Can I take a message?
Yes, this is Dan, Mrs. Heat. Please tell Sam there will be football practice tomorrow afternoon after school. He left today before the coach had announced it.
Okay, Dan. I'll tell him, and thank you for calling.
Listen to the conversation again.
Is Sam there?
No, he isn't. Can I take a message?
Yes, this is Dan, Mrs. Heat. Please tell Sam there will be football practice tomorrow afternoon after school. He left today before the coach had announced it.
Okay, Dan. I'll tell him, and thank you for calling.
Now write the message for Sam. Let's check your work. Number 1 was for Colonel Jones, J-O-N-E-S, from Sergeant Allen, A-L-L-E-N. And the message is to remind him, meeting in Arnold Hall, 0930 hours, next Monday, for the start of National Fire Prevention Week. Number 2 was for Mrs. Mapes, M-A-P-E-S, from Joan Smith, S-M-I-T-H. And the message is that the Officers' Wives Club meeting has been postponed from this Tuesday to next Tuesday at the usual time. Number 3 was for Sam, S-A-M, from Dan, D-A-N. And the message is that football practice will be tomorrow afternoon after school. Look at figure 3. Listen to a question. Use the word in your book and change the question. Then repeat your answers. Look at the example. Has Sam left for the office yet? Repeat. Do you know if Sam has left for the office yet? Do you know whether Sam has left for the office yet? Now listen and change the question. Number 1. Did the airmen report to the sergeant? Repeat. Do you know if the airman reported to the sergeant? Do you know whether the airman reported to the sergeant? Number 2. Will the meeting start at 09:30? Repeat. Can you tell me if the meeting will start at 09:30? Can you tell me whether the meeting will start at 09:30? Number 3. Were the appliances delivered today? Repeat. Do you have any idea if the appliances were delivered today? Do you have any idea whether the appliances were delivered today? Number 4. Have they moved to the new district of town? Repeat. Do you by any chance know if they've moved to the new district of town? Do you by any chance know whether they've moved to the new district of town? Number 5. Is there a lot of privacy in that section of the building? Repeat. Could you tell me if there is a lot of privacy in that section of the building? Could you tell me whether there is a lot of privacy in that section of the building? Number 6. Have they picked out the colors of paint they want? Repeat. Do you have any idea if they've picked out the colors of paint they want? Do you have any idea whether they've picked out the colors of paint they want? Number 7. Will the electricity be turned on today? Repeat. Can you tell me if the electricity will be turned on today? Can you tell me whether the electricity will be turned on today? Number 8. Do they sign the lease? Repeat. Do you know if they signed the lease? Do you know whether they signed the lease? Look at figure 4. Answer the question you hear like the example. Listen. How far is it to New York? Repeat the answer. I don't know how far it is to New York. Now use the words in your book and answer the question. Number 1. When do classes start? Repeat. I don't know when classes start. Number 2. Where is the nearest public telephone? Repeat. I have no idea where the nearest public telephone is. Number 3. What is Carl doing? Repeat. I can't tell you what Carl is doing. Number 4. How do they plan to get here? By car or by plane? Repeat. I'm not sure how they plan to get here. Number 5. When do they have to report to their next station? Repeat. I have no idea when they have to report to their next station. Number 6. Where is the base library? Repeat. I'm not sure where the base library is. Number 7. How does he come to work every day? Repeat. I don't know how he comes to work every day. Number 8. When did she say she'd arrive? Repeat. I don't remember when she said she'd arrive. This is the end of Tape 2C, Book 17.